Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Attract Positive Results, the show where each week I help you to navigate life's challenges, discover a beautiful, amazing new relationship with yourself, and, of course, attract positive results.
Yes, I'm back. How are you, everybody? Happy Friday. It is 1:30 here in California. Hope that you're doing well. This is Max Ryan, the creator and founder of AttractPositiveResults.com. It's great to have you here. I'm liking doing these pop-up shows because, quite honestly, I love helping people. I really love helping people. And if you don't know who I am a spiritual teacher. I'm a transformational mentor, and what I do is I help people to move in their lives from the orientation of craziness to peace, from fear to love, and really from confusion to clarity. And I do that in a lot of different ways. I am a teacher and a student of A Course in Miracles, which is a spiritual mind training that I found when I was about 18. So it's been over 30 years that I've really been working with A Course in Miracles and following the principles of A Course in Miracles, which states that only love is real. And A Course in Miracles will take you to the depths of your being so that you can clear your underlying vibration out and reconnect with your source, your God, with the divine itself. So it's great to have you here, everybody. If you want to know more about me, you can go to attractpositiveresults.com to find out more about that. And it's great to have you here. So we've got a couple of people already in the chat. And the other thing is I have been intuitive since I was a very little boy. I used to know things that other people didn't know. I used to see things that other people didn't see. And I realized, maybe everybody doesn't do this. So it's something that that I feel really is, I don't want to say a gift, but for some reason I was able to tune into people's energy. And, you know, I never used those words when I was a small child. I just could tell, wow, that person has a lot of stuff going on. They've got a lot of anger. They have whatever it happens to be. And, you know, I don't know if I was picking up on body language, psychological things or whatever, but I did know things. And I used to be very clairvoyant. I could see things in my mind's eye, things like that. So I've kind of shaped and studied and worked on developing that ability that I naturally had so that I could help more people, because everything that I do is about helping you and helping me, because as I continue my awakening journey, which is never ending as long as you have a body, right? That it helps me to help you. You know, as I'm helping you, I am being raised, you know? So that's really important for you to know, is that, you know, I'm doing this so that I can be a better person in the world, be a stronger vision of light on any level, you know? And speaking of that, I just want to address this before we go to the callers. And if you do want to call in, the call-in number is 323-870-4018. That's 323-870-4018. I do want to say this today, because in America, if you're calling from America, I know this is broadcast in many, many, many places, is that we have a very, very intense political situation right now with victims of sexual assault, which there are, I could go into all the details about that, but just know that every 3 seconds in the United States, someone is assaulted sexually in some way. So it is a massive problem, and it is really, it's time, just, you know, the Me Too movement, time's up, for especially women and men too, to stand up and say, this is not right. We've got to heal this. This is all a big cry for love, right? Everything is love or a cry for love. So right now, we're going through this whole judicial nomination process, where yesterday we had beautiful, amazing testimony from Dr. Blasey Ford. That has affected a lot of people. And today has been another very, very intense day for that. So before we move on, into the readings today, I want to do a prayer so that we can send some healing and we can allow ourselves to open up and help these people like myself that have been sexually abused. So wherever you're at right now, please close your eyes. Take a big deep breath. Dear Mother, Father, God, Divine Source, Universe, all that is, we come together today with open hearts, open minds, and an open spirit. We allow today to be a time of love and support and guidance. And right now, dear God, we bring to mind all those that have been affected by any kind of sexual violence in their lives. And we allow ourselves to put ourselves in that position of vulnerability and fear and allow ourselves to really connect with them, knowing that as we band together, as we hold each other's hands, as we hold each other in the light of God, that we are uplifted together. And we also time to surround those who have been perpetrators and see that God is in them also. And we allow for the biggest miracle that we have ever experienced. We allow for love to completely heal the situation. Together with that. Thank you very much. And so it is. Amen. Okay. Just wanted to do that before we get into the readings today. All right, everybody. Wow, that's really interesting. I just have to say something. I had my eyes closed saying prayer. We had nine callers. Now we have one. Everyone left. It's a very interesting thing. Just making a note of that. Just making a note of it. So this is how the readings will work today, and I'll just stay as long as there are people in the queue. And once again, the number is 323-870-4018. Okay? The way it's going to work is I would like to just hear your name, and I will open up. I actually have some cards here, but I have a master guide that helps me, and we shall see what happens. So let's just go to the first caller. First caller is from area code 256, and it is 473. 256-473. Hello?
Hi, my name is Kimberly. I'm calling from Georgia. How are you?
I'm great, Kimberly. How's Georgia today?
It's cloudy. It's supposed to rain later, but okay. Other than that, it's fine.
Good. All right. Well, have you heard me before? Have you spoken before, Kimberly? Not sure.
Yes. When you were on years ago. Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I went away and then I'm back. So great to re-see you again. And just to let you know, I'm on Periscope all the time. I'm in a lot of other places. So okay, Kimberly,
okay.
I want to just close your eyes, take a breath with me so we can connect. Can you do that with me?
Yes.
All right, so let's take a big, deep breath together. Okay, good. Kimberly, is your mother still here or she crossed over?
Crossed over.
Okay, your mother is completely with us right now. Your mother is really, really with us right now. And get your mother immediately. Your mother has a really, really, really great personality. Have you been thinking about your mother? Do you talk to your mother all the time or something? Because I feel she's really around you.
I keep her pictures on my phone. So I'll talk to her. I don't talk to her every day, but I do talk to her.
Okay. Did she have a really, really great laugh? Like a laugh that was like
yes.
really kind of infectious?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I really get this laughing quality with her. There is a lot of joy with her. There's a lot of joy. She has a lot of joy right now. Very laugh. That she's not a serious person, because she's a very serious person for sure. But she's got this really infectious laughter. I see her around you a lot. Are you in a place right now? Thank you. Wow. Hold on 1 second. Are you in a place right now where you need to see the bright side of things? To laugh
yes.
a little bit, to lighten up?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, for sure. That's why she's around. She's kind of like, okay, thank you so much. She's a really interesting, I don't want to say pushy, but she's very, very determined. She's got a real determined quality about her. Was that how she was when she was alive? Very determined, very like, this is what you're going to do. This is how you should do it. And she would really hold her ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And she really, really wants you to lighten up. She really, really wants you to be like, lighten up. It's not so serious. Not so serious. Not so serious. Because, okay, thank you. Am I right in saying, Kimberly, that you recently? Hold on. Let me just pull in this. She's trying to tell me something. I'm picking up something. But let me just stop for a second. Okay. Okay, thank you. So I get this thing about, I want to say a couple months ago, not 2 years ago, a couple months ago, something mm-hmm. happened where you had to like either make a choice or something didn't work out and you started going, not before that, but something happened a couple months ago where it kind of rocked you a little bit. And you've been, like, turning inward and going down and trying to figure it out and trying to figure it out and getting really serious. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. I had to go inward to do some healing. I left a narcissistic relationship.
Okay. Okay. That's what it
yeah.
is. That's what it is. Because I feel like
yeah.
there was something that really threw you into this, and it really is. So what I'm – okay, thank you. Thank you. Okay, good. So the work you've been doing is really, really serious. Serious. It's like serious
mm-hmm.
work.
Yeah.
You've got to look at yourself,
yeah.
which is really good. And first of all, this is me telling you, good for you, Kimberly. Good for you for doing the work, because I'm always like, you've got to do the work.
You.
You've got to do the work. And now it's at the point where I feel like it's cute. Thank you. So it's at the point where it's like you've seen it, you've seen it, you're working through it. Now you can start to be like, lighten up about it a little bit, lighten up about it a little bit. Does that make sense?
It does, but I've been serious for a different reason. I've been looking for a job for about 4 months, and
okay.
I'm like at my wit's end.
Okay. Okay. Good. Let me pull a card for you. And I do want to say this before I pull the card, Kimberly, is that it's
mm-hmm.
it's overall. If you lighten up overall, then things come
mm-hmm.
to you a lot. Oh yeah. 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 Okay. Yeah, you did, because I got the Nine of Swords with you, and you had a lot to deal with. You had a lot that you had to work through. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. A lot of shame. You have a lot of shame and disappointment and stuff that you had to look at.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
It was about my mom and my dad and what I went through. So I had to work through all of that inner child work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, totally. Nine of Swords. It's very, very internal. Lots and lots of shame and disappointment and failure and fear. Good for you for doing
mm-hmm.
that work. Because if I pull that up, that's pretty heavy. That's pretty heavy stuff. So good
yeah.
for you for doing that. And, oh my God, and you got another sword card. Wow, you had a lot of stuff. Well, I'm not laughing. I'm just like, whoa. You have a lot of
yeah.
stuff. I mean, and this is the kind of stuff that you,
exactly.
you know, I'm going to tell you this right now is that, I mean, this is ongoing. This is ongoing stuff for sure. But you've really done a lot of the work. I can feel that. And your mom still is like, you could lighten up. You could lighten up a little bit. You could lighten up a little bit. Okay. All right, so this is where I'm going. Okay, so I get the Seven of Cups. When I turn into the job thing, you have a lot of talent. You have a lot of things like, well, I could do that. I could do that. I could do this. I could do this. I could do this. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, you have a lot of different things that you're qualified for, actually, a lot of different things that you want to do. The thing about it is that, you're kind of in the wrong, what do I want to say? You know that song, Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places, that old song?
Yes, of course.
Kind of like you're doing or looking for work in not the area that you need to be doing it. What area are you pursuing to try to work in?
So my background is public school teaching for 15 years. But mm-hmm. I can be an academic coach, instructional coach, a manager, a trainer, a motivator.
Right. Yeah.
So that I've been looking
you're
for
not,
jobs like
this
that.
This is what I'm getting. Right. I'm not sure if you're clear about what you really want to do, though, Kimberly. Is that what you really want to do right now? I mean, it's okay if you do.
No, listen, I really wish I had more time with you, but I was just talking to God about, I always wanted to go into the healing field. And it
mm-hmm.
could have been psychology or nursing. 2 years ago, I had a shoo-in to get into nurse practitioner school. My son got into some legal trouble. And I didn't go because I had to stay back and take care of him. And that's another thing that I'm dealing with. That's disappointment as well. So I just go with the flow.
Yeah, I know. The go with the flow thing isn't working for you. I think that I feel like if you really focus a little bit more on allowing yourself to do something you really want to do instead of something that you can do, that's what I'm, and your mom is like, yeah, lighten up. Do what you really want to do instead of what you think you can do. Go towards that area somehow. Go towards healing. Go towards that in some way. That's definitely what's important for you right now, because it's that choice between doing what you can do as opposed to doing what you want to do. Does that make sense? So start going for, even if you're not completely, thank you. So even if you're not completely qualified for some healing kind of thing, still go do it. Go for it. Try it. Try it out and see what happens. Okay?
Okay.
Just try, go for that area a little bit more, 10% more than you're doing now. Go for it like 10% more than you're doing now. And I feel like that's going to get you out of your stuck thing. Okay, Kimberly? See you later. It was great to talk to you again.
Same here. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's so interesting because that's what a lot of us do. What we do is we're like, well, I can do this, but what I really want to do is this. And then you keep going for what you can do instead of what you really want to do, and then you're wondering why you're not getting the results. Huh, interesting. Okay, we've got a couple more people on the line. Let's go to 61, area code 619. The first three digits are 894. 619-894. Hello?
Hello. Thank you so much for taking my phone call.
Sure. Who is this?
Oh, my name is Ian.
Say that again, sweetie. You cut out.
My name is Ian.
Ian?
Yes.
Okay, great. Nice to meet you, Ian. Ian, do I know you?
No, I don't think so. It's my first time call.
Great. Awesome. Okay, so Ian, just tell me, I need to pick up some energy from you. Where are you calling from, Ann?
I'm calling from California.
California? You're in California? Like, where in California? I'm in California, too.
Close to San Diego, Orange County.
Oh, yeah. That's one mine. That's right. Okay. All right. So I'm already picking up stuff for you. I get the high priest for you right away. You are You're being asked right now by Spirit to step up into being much more of an independent woman. You're being asked right now to, what's happening in your life, and I feel right very, very clearly, you're being asked to be more, stand on your own, depend on yourself, really follow through with what your intuition is telling you. And if you need to, are you having a relationship issue right now?
No, actually, my question was about something else.
Okay, well, I don't want to know about that. Okay, so this is how I work. I just have to pick up some issues. I mean, some things for you. Okay? So what I, because I believe this is what I
It's been a long time problem, so I really kind of put it on the back burner. I'm not worried about this.
Right. So that needs to be taken care of. So I just need to tell you that that needs to be taken care of, because even if you put it on the back burner, it's affecting you, because you're not you're being asked to stand. I get it really strongly from Spirit right now. You're really being asked to be your own woman, to stand on your own two feet, to do your own thing, because you've been putting away, you've been for quite a long time, and you just kind of said it. You've kind of been sitting there going, oh, okay, I'll do this. But it feels like you have a very strong spirit. There's no doubt about that. You have a very strong spirit. But there's something that Spirit's definitely asking me to tell you, is that you could be much more effective and much more stronger and feel more self-actualized if you will step into your power. That's what is being asked. Does that make sense to you?
I don't know. I'm planning to retire. I'm not planning to do anything else.
There's something about you stepping. I'm not talking about going out and getting a job or whatever. There's something about you owning your own power. You might not get this right now, but I really feel it very strongly for you, about really owning your power, owning who you are, and really being more of a strong light for yourself in your world, instead of dependent on other things and other people. So it's strong. And now
I
have another question.
Well, my daughter asked me to ask. She's applying to a master program. Do you think she will be accepted in California, closer to me? I really want her to be close. It's difficult for me to be so far away.
Okay. Okay, I usually don't do that, but I will try to do that. What's your daughter's name?
Ilana.
She is an example of you being more independent, actually. She's a very independent person. I feel like she's... Is this where she really wants to go?
Yes, she wants to go as like a stepping stone for her future career, and that's why she wants to do this. Otherwise, she doesn't know how to do this.
Right. I feel like she's got there's something about her that's pretty independent, and I feel like she's in conflict about making this move. I feel like she's in conflict about making the move. And I really feel like she's doing it for reasons, because she's supposed to, but I'm not sure if she really wants to. That's what I pick up from her right now. I'm not sure if she really wants to. I feel like she's doing this because she really is supposed to. And if she makes that choice to really say, okay, I'm going to do it, then she's going to have no problem. She will, for sure. But I feel what I get right away from her, Ilana, that's her name, Ilana?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like she's in conflict about it. That's the first thing. But if she makes to be like, okay, I'm going to do it, then it will all work out for her. It'll work out for her. Okay?
Do you know how soon we will know about the decision?
No. I don't get into all that stuff.
You really need to be independent. I really need to tell you, you need to be independent. I have to give you what I get, and I really feel it really strongly. With all the love in my heart, Spirit keeps telling me to tell you that. And I know Spirit doesn't always tell us what we want to know, but it tells us what we need to kind of look at. So I'm sending you lots of love, lots of blessings, and I know that, everything will work out fine, but you're really being asked to be a more independent, strong person because you already are strong. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
All right. All right. Have a good day. Bye-bye. Okay. All right. We're out of time. We're out of time. I want to say this before I know that there's people in the queue. Sorry about that. The way that messages come through to me is I don't know why. And my job, everybody, is to tell you what Spirit's telling me. I believe really, 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 really strongly is that Spirit usually tells us what we need to hear, not always what we want to hear, right? And it's important that when we, you know, I take my work so intimately seriously, but I can't censor myself to say things because people need to hear a certain answer. That's not my job. It's not my job. So I try to do this with as much love and as much support as possible. That's why I coach people. That's why I take people through programs, because I care. I really care. And sometimes, just like with the last caller, I really, you know, it can be a little bit like harsh, a little harsh. I'm not being harsh. I'm just relaying what's coming through to me, what's coming through to me. And many times what's happened in my work, sometimes that comes through and people come back to me later and go, boy, oh boy, you are so right. And it's not that I need to be right. It's not about me being right. Let's get that off the table right here. It's about allowing people to hear and to process what needs to process so they can really become much more self-actualized and peaceful and joyful in their life. So, all right, everyone. I know there's a couple of people in the queue, but the show is up in 1 minute. So thank you so much, everybody. I'm sending you tons of love. If you would like to book a private reading with me, which is, as you can probably tell, is very, very intricate, and it's they are much more like life readings, and we spend about 90 minutes together. You can go to attractpositiveresults.com and book one. I would love to talk to you. That's why I don't do 15 minutes or whatever. On these shows, of course, it's a little different. But it's important that we get deeper so we can look at things much more clearly. All right, everyone. As I always say, today could be the best day of your life. I pray that love will guide you. And who knows, I might have a pop show again really soon. All right, take care.